Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The center fielder, Roland Office. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Correll. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lockhart. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Frank Lockhart. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rick Munday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Tyrone. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. And now, play ball. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Office hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Office reaches second base with a double. Royster moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Royster scores. Office moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Wallace takes first base on ball four. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Morales takes first base on ball four. Wallace moves to second. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wallace scores. Morales moves to second. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Chaney takes first base on ball four. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Munday fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Gilbreth. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Gilbreth steals second. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Correll is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Frank Lockhart, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sparing is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bonham hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Correll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Royster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Royster is called out on strikes. 1 out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Office is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Office. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Ken Henderson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Montanez moves to second. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chaney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chaney hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday strikes out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wallace is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wallace hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jerry Morales, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tyrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilbreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tyrone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Correll is 0-for-1 in the game. Correll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilbreth moves to second. Frank Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Gilbreth. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Tyrone applying the tag. One out. Frank Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lockhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Royster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Correll moves to second. Roland Office batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Office is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Office hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Correll scores. Royster moves to third. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Moore now playing third base. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trillo moves to third. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sparing is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparing hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trillo tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonham bunts towards the mound. Lockhart fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitterwald moves to second. Two outs. Rick Munday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chaney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wallace hits a pop-up towards short. Chaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Wynn. Trillo reaches second base with a double. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Tom Paciorek now playing third base. Junior Moore now playing second base. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trillo scores. It's 6-2, Cubs. Rob Sparing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paciorek juggles the ball. That's an error on Paciorek. Mitterwald moves to third. Sparing moves to second. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonham is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dalcanton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Correll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Correll hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paciorek is called out on strikes. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roland Offis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Offis is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Offis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenal moves to third. Wallace moves to second. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Wallace scores. It's 8-3. Cubs. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tyrone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wynn. Tyrone reaches second base with a double. Morales moves to third. Max Leon now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trillo is walked intentionally. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Patchy Orrick fields it and throws to home to get Morales. Tyrone moves to third. Trillo moves to second. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Leon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing shortstop. Rob Sparing now playing third base. Jim Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Montanez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chaney hits a line drive into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bonham is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-4 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Office. Monday reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardinal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cardinal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to third. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wallace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Wallace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday scores. It's 9-3, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morales is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wallace moves to second. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Dave May pinch hits for Max Leon. Dave May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sparing. May moves to second. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Correll is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Correll strikes out. 1 out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Patchy Orrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Patchy Orrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher misplays the ball. That's an error on Kelleher. May scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Cubs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Office is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Office hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave May now playing right field. Ken Henderson now playing center field. Mike Beard now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez juggles the ball. That's an error on Montanez. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitterwald moves to second. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sparing is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sparing hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wynn strikes out. 1 out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Chaney is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Chaney strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Atlanta Braves, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.